And volunteers yesterday were heroes, picking up shards of glass from the sports field at St Joseph's Primary School in Levin after a tornado ripped through parts of the town on Friday. More than 30 properties were damaged in the tornado, with 7 so far deemed uninhabitable. Fortunately, that's not the case for the school, but it didn't get off lightly. To tell us more about this, Maria Lyon is the principal of St Joseph's Catholic School, and she joins me now. Kia ora, how are you, Maria?
Kia ora, Nathan. I'm really good, thank you.
Okay, so remind us what happened and tell us about the extent of the damage that you've had.
Okay, well, it's been a whirlwind of events, excuse the pun. from Friday, when it was utter chaos, arriving at school, our office manager at 7:15 was met by quite a scene. Mostly our environmental areas of the school and trees and so forth with the damage that we had, as well as neighbouring properties, blowing all of their debris from either roofs, parts of houses, a whole garage, and a great deal of glass, and skip them from the kindy next door even. So our damage was caused mostly by the damage to other properties that then blew into our property.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, free garage is always good. We tend to celebrate in high winds. That we call it free trampoline day. But that's just a horrible way there for you too. So it's picked up and it's strewn across the field. Tell me about when you first went out to survey this, and did you think to yourself this could take weeks?
Absolutely, we did. And even yesterday when we had staff, board and parish in, we were picking up glass from many of the places we thought we'd covered very well on Friday and Saturday. So what was really great on Saturday is that the Horowhenua District Council, they're the heroes of the day, I would say, set up a community volunteer kind of army and sent us about 30 people. And school had about 30 people combing the grounds and helping with the pickup. And so that was, we broke the back of it on Saturday with our community volunteers. Sunday, we had a bit of a day of rest, as most Catholic schools should do. Monday, we were out with staff, board and the parish volunteers, and we did the last pick-up and kind of did a full assessment of playground equipment and things. We thought the trampoline was dead. It's close to dead, but it's possibly salvageable. And so we finished off the most of it yesterday, and we're opening for business today, and can't wait to see the children back again.
What will you do with the field? Is the field out of bounds, or are you confident enough to do things? Have you roped an area off? Do you have the duty teachers out there? How do you think you'll handle it?
All of the above, Nathan. And yeah. So we're going to have very limited access to the field. It'll be shoes on. Obviously, shoes will be compulsory. And for the first, probably for the rest of this week, we'll have very limited access to the field, because that glass is almost impossible to be fully rid of. And so we'll just have to take safety precautions. We're going to have some cordoned off areas. And we have been blessed with a huge playing area anyway with our fields at St. Joseph's School. And so we can afford to cordon off an area and just have the kids slightly confined for their safety and well-being. Duty teachers, obviously. All of the above, as I said.
Yeah. Well, Maria... Maria, I'm really happy to hear that you can reopen, and I'm also pleased to hear too that everyone stepped up to help. What a wonderful community you have built there. All the best. Thank you very much. She got up early to have a yarn to us. The principal there of St Joseph's Catholic School, that is Maria Lyon. And too, just want to send our best wishes to anyone in the town that was shaken up by that on Friday as it blew through, because... like Maria was telling us, yes, they had a lot of damage there that was on the school fields and that, but it's the surrounding houses that really got it on the way.